Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, you've tried every diet out there and you just can't seem to get the weight off. What is the problem? You're working out, you think you're eating less. Why can't you lose weight? There might be a myriad of reasons, and my guest, one of our favorite guests, a returning guest here on Train Your Body, Dr. Pamela Peek. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the field of nutrition. So welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. Tell us a little bit about people who cannot lose weight. Maybe they've tried a lot of things, and for some reason, it's just not coming off. What do they do?
You know, part of, gosh, raise your hand if this has ever happened to you. Oh, look at the tsunami of hands coming my way. At some point in all of our lives, it's been a difficult situation. And what it really means is you've got to really pick apart every single aspect of what you're actually doing to try to shed a few or more. And that means, that's why I always like to parse everything apart. You know, look at your physical activity, look at your nutrition, but also look at other things. How's that sleep coming along? Really? 4 hours of sleep a night, and you wonder why we're not shedding anything, because your hormones, leptin and ghrelin, are completely dysfunctional and you're eating everything that's not tacked down. So that's one of the first things. One of the most classic things also is gender as well as age. Now, you know, when I say gender, you know how it is, women. You know, the guy in your life or somebody you know begins a program same time you do, and they're just whipping through it, dropping weight right and left, and you're sitting there kind of moseying along like a little snail. You know, what's that about? Well, you know, truth be told, and remember, I'm just a messenger, so don't shoot me, they have more muscle mass than women do, even if they're in pretty rotten shape, and so they're still going to be metabolically be able to, you know, drop a few faster than you are. That's one of the first things. The other thing too is they have a different hormonal array, meaning that they've got more of those anabolic steroids on board, like, you know, testosterone. And honey, you don't want a lot of that, not unless you're into shaving your face. So
well, and of course we don't want those. And you mentioned leptin and ghrelin, and I think that it's important that women understand, Dr. Peek, why these hormones, or why not, are helping us or hindering us in our weight loss endeavors.
Hormones are natural, and it's not so much that they're going to harm us, it's our behaviors that make it difficult for them to work optimally, okay? So leptin is a hormone that hangs around fat cells. Its major job, I'm just going to make this so basic, its major job is to basically monitor your fat fuel supply. So let's just say you haven't eaten for 8 hours. I don't know, something happened, you're stuck on an island. What it'll do is it will say, oh man, you know, these fat cells are starting to deflate right and left, meaning that you're utilizing all that fat fuel just to basically stay alive, you know, to function. And so the leptin will communicate with the brain, and it'll say, yo, brain, it's time to crank out some appetite so that she starts foraging, you know, to be able to quench, you know, this hunger that she's got. So what does the brain do? The brain then sends down a message to the stomach. In the fundus, which is the curvature of the stomach, hangs out ghrelin. Ghrelin is a very potent, very powerful stimulant to appetite. So, honey, when that thing starts cranking, not even an act of Congress, certainly not our current one, will be able to stop, you know, the appetite that pops out of that one. Now, if you don't have enough sleep, what happens is both of them become dysregulated so that you have no brakes on the ghrelin and the leptin's just floundering around, not really, you know, doing what it's supposed to do, which is appropriately monitor and communicate with the brain. So that's why when you've had one of those rotten nights with no sleep, you wake up in the morning, you want to eat everything that's not tacked down. You know that this is wrong, but you just keep doing it anyway because there's a very strong drive to do that. So that's why sleep is so important, and people write it off. Ah, sleep, you know, really? Well, you know, try to be healthy, try to feel energetic in the morning and want to go for a run when you've had 4 hours of sleep. I don't think that's happening.
Well, it's true, and I know that feeling exactly. So what do you want us to change in our behavior that will make it so that our hormones will act optimally and help us to get that weight off for good? Dr. Peek, women are frustrated out there.
Yeah, well, they're frustrated, and that was why I brought up gender, too. There's another piece to this. It's gender and age. Once you hit perimenopause, and that means, quite frankly, the early phases of this are in their late 30s and their early 40s, and then you're full on into it from 45 on until you hit menopause itself, you're going through a lot of body fat redistribution. And a lot of the body fat wants to now hang out in the lower part of the abdomen, and that's very distressing in and of itself, and you've got all this other stuff going on. So you've got switches in estrogen. Estrogen begins to, you know, be weaned off. You've got changes in progesterone, testosterone in a woman. And at the same time, you also have stress hormone. Let's just throw that one in there for fun, and that's cortisol. And when you have a cortisol-stimulated appetite, rut-row, you know, again, we're doing the eating everything that's not tacked down thing. What can you do? Behavior changes. Number one, what are you doing to get some calm in your life right off the bat? It's extremely important that, you know, you can even multitask. Lots of people, you know, do a mind-body thing by simply taking a long walk and letting their brain just sort of, you know, relax and go to a calm place. Well, this way you're getting a win-win. You're both getting more fit physically, and you're getting fit mentally, so that when you do have stress, you hit a pause button and you sit with it. Because, again, I'm just a messenger, all right? But discomfort and challenge and stress in life is part of life. Running from it and anesthetizing yourself with food is not going to help you here.
No.
You want to hit the pause button, sit with it, and then whatever you do, watch out for the self-speak that starts dragging you down.
Oh, I hate that part of that, Dr. Peak, because we wake up in the morning, first thing, oh, look at the bags under my eyes. Jeez, look at those dark circles. When did I get all those wrinkles? Look at how big my butt looks. I mean, we just don't stop all day with the negative self-talk, and that's got to increase our own cortisol levels. It's got to increase our self-esteem, which then therein lies goes to the food, and we start eating because who cares? And, you know, it's such a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and there are two things that go hand in hand with women, especially. They really tend to do this more than men in a big way. Everyone does it, but women really seem to make a second career out of it. And that is when a stressful something happens, an event happens, it's a fact, it happened, whatever it may be, right? You know, someone didn't return your telephone call, and now you think they hate you. You know, women tend to go from zero to I'm stupid, idiotic,
we
and fat.
So do.
I mean, it's just like the zero to, and the last thing that a man would ever do is that. They say, well, he didn't call me back. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, probably call me in the morning. And blow it off. You know, well, woman just takes it to heart. Well, when we do that, there are two things you better watch out for. One, you have the event. Okay, so that's cool. But here are the two things. One is feelings, and the other one is judgments. Okay, the feelings.
We only have
anger,
1 minute
hurt.
Left, Dr. Peak, so give it to
okay.
us. These are important.
Anger, hurt. You know, anxiety, you don't need any of that. What are the judgments? I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. Take those, park them somewhere, because they're nothing but self-destruction.
Okay, so we have to park these negative feelings and give us just in the last 30 seconds or so, well, 40 seconds, wrap it up for us about getting that weight off, changing the way that our body responds.
Hit the pause button and say to yourself, what am I really doing with my lifestyle habits? What am I letting slip? Is it the sleep? Am I not taking into consideration my age, my gender? Do I really have a game plan here that looks at every single aspect of this, including my stress management? What am I doing for my peace and calm?
And getting a good night's sleep, dealing with your stress, these are all wonderful ways. You want to get that weight off, you have to start right there. And we have to stop negative self-talking, ladies, because, boy, it's like we said, it could be a second career for us. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay well.